I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for March 7th, 2022 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Mr. McCann is out of town but attending via Zoom.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stow?
She is excused.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
So six members of City Council are present, and a quorum does exist. We welcome our guests here, and we know why you're here tonight. You're at the top of our agenda, so that's terrific. And I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led over Zoom by Mr. McCann.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, one God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That very clearly showed there is a time delay. Thank you, Mr. McCann. Additions to the agenda. Under informational items, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the Ukrainian flag that's now being flown in front of City Hall. That's the only addition I have. Mr. Frye?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or members of City Council, any changes or additions?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Richardson.
I wanted to schedule a streets committee meeting to discuss the potential scooter program.
Let's do that as 17A, streets. Schedule meeting. Okay.
Thank you.
Any additional items from members of City Council? Mr. Sanford.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you for running that meeting as a public information before council tonight. Mr. Schroyer, sitting back there. Captain Miller, thank you again for being here. Chief Snore is attending a very important sporting event, including his two sons. So yes, we gave him permission to be there tonight. And Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, with that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended very little?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve our agenda for this evening. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 4 is approval of our council meeting minutes from our last meeting on February 22nd. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move approval of the council meeting minutes for February 22nd, 2022 as submitted.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from February 22nd as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. We are very pleased tonight to have two of very honorable gentlemen to be honored here tonight. The first one, Mr. Bob May, we have a citizen's commendation prepared for you, and we have it over here, which I would like to come out and read with you. For those of you that don't know, Mr. May, on his own initiative and bravery, stepped forward and saved a life in Sylvania that was put at risk by an auto fire caused by the delay of the safety forces arriving. That is a 911 issue and one of the hiccups that new system has faced. And there was another hiccup tonight that was reported on the news about a traffic accident in front of the Walmart on Central. It was misreported by the caller. It was the Walmart on Glendale. And the system, the computer, is supposed to identify the locale of the caller, a cell phone tower, for instance. And as in Monroe and Erie Street, being in Sylvania, they went to downtown Toledo. And this one, the lady said, the Walmart on Central, and they should have identified it. And they're working to get those things out. But in the meantime, your quick action avoided a catastrophe. And we have a citizen's commendation here, a Sylvania Police Division commendation is hereby presented to Bob May in recognition and appreciation for valuable assistance rendered to the Sylvania community and for excellence in the performance of civic responsibilities on February 11, 2022. You assisted a female traffic crash victim who was trapped in a burning vehicle. Your willingness to put yourself in harm's way to aid a fellow citizen certainly prevented a terrible tragedy. You are most deserving of recognition, and the citizens of Sylvania appreciate your noble actions. Awarded this 7th day of March, 2022. Thank you so much. Council of Northwest Ohio citizen citation as well. And I would fully hope and expect that they will award that to you. They have a banquet annually where if you're selected by the committee, you will be honored there as well with their certificate. And I will be personally attending the Regional Council of Government meeting on Wednesday night to get a report from the 911 administrator and to talk about the next 6 month budget for that group. There will be change, but we are monitoring it. It needs to be corrected, and we'll confident that we will get there over time. But thanks to you, we have a catastrophe here in Sylvania. Okay, thank you. Captain here has something for you as well.
Our chief was unable to thank, so he wanted to present you with a personalized letter from him, as well as helping with our appreciation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you and your brother. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Barry, who's going to make the calls?
Yeah, I listened to him on the news, and I was genuinely thankful that you stepped forward. A lot of people wouldn't do that.
Had to do what you had to do.
That's what makes it a great thing. You did what you had to do. Other people would have not taken that mission.
I will commit it.
All right. Thank you for coming and joining us this evening.
Absolutely.
We also have on the agenda a mayor's proclamation for a long-time employee of the city of Sylvania, Mr. Ben Black. Please come and join me up here. Well, there's a proclamation for you. This is from the Office of the Mayor, a proclamation, whereas Ben Black has worked for the City of Sylvania for 43 and one-half years, 36 and one-half of those years as water foreman. That's about when I started on the City Council. Whereas throughout his career, Ben has maintained continuous compliance with public health standards in providing safe drinking water to our community, and his dedication to the public went beyond the normal operation responsibilities. And whereas Ben was involved in the development of new and modified equipment and significant process modifications to provide for more efficient and effective operations, along with special efforts in the training of the Water Distribution Public Works Service. And whereas he provided consistent and outstanding contributions to the City of Sylvania in the operation and maintenance of water distribution lines, pumping stations, and elevated water tanks, thereby prolonging the useful life of all equipment. Now, therefore, I, Craig A. Sound Mayor, do hereby proclaim Monday, February 28th, 2022, the day of your retirement, as Ben Black Day in the City of Sylvania. Congratulations, and thank you on behalf of our elected and citizens and all the citizens of the City of Sylvania. Ben and family, you're certainly welcome to stay, but you are not obligated in any way.
Believe me, this meeting's about to get very boring.
Thank you.
All right, that gets us up to agenda item number 7. This is proposed ordinance 25-2022. It is to accept this large packet of pages you have in your council packets. These are the changes to the codified ordinances over the last year. Mrs. Brining?
That's correct.
Quite a few sheets. A lot of them had to do with changes in state law, but I'm going to let the law director tell us about that.
Thank you, Mayor. As the mayor said, these are, I believe, all just changes to the different pages that in your code books due to changes made by the state legislature to the Ohio Revised Code. There's a summary of all of the changes that were made. There were no real anything that I wanted to point out. They're really minor, kind of adding definitions, changing subsection letters. I didn't really see anything noteworthy, but if anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Otherwise, I'd recommend its approval.
We did get a question earlier. It was a question about our charter change, which was on the ballot a few years ago. That one had to be approved by the voters because it was in the front section of your codified ordinance. It's the charter itself. Mm-hmm. But these are all changes that City Council makes, many in response to the state of Ohio legislature, but not all of them. Our budgets and things like that are in there. Our wage rates are in there. All that is reflected in these revised sheets. Once we approve them, I encourage you all to get them put into your binders. It can be a little confusing, but it's not as confusing, I can assure you, as doing it to the building code, which I have to do it every year, too. It's a real killer. So ours is pretty straightforward. With that, I recommend approval of proposed ordinance 25-2022. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 25-2022 and read by title only. An ordinance to approve, adopt, and enact current replacement pages to the codified ordinances, to repeal ordinances in conflict therewith, to publish the enactment of new matter. I move adoption of ordinance number 25-2022. As an emergency measure. Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 22-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance number 25-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. All right. We're going to have our normal lengthy appearance by Mr. Kevin Heller on the podium. That just goes with the job this time of the year. And we're happy you're here doing it, Mr. Heller. So let's start in with agenda item 8, sewer division small dump bed package purchase.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This vehicle, council did approve the purchase of the actual truck, dump truck at our last meeting. And the dump bed package was not completely finalized, so we waited till this meeting. But this is the dump bed package for that dump truck in the sewer department. Kalina Truck Equipment is a contractor, and they offered a price of $33,200. And this work was included in the 2022 operating budget within the sewer account, the 702 account. We do recommend approval of this ordinance.
Kevin? What's the timeframe? I mean, I know we approved the purchase of the truck a couple of weeks ago. What's the timeframe, given, you know, there's lots of supply chain challenges, if I could say that quickly. How long before we would get this truck into our service?
Most of the trucks that we're bringing to you tonight will have by summer or fall, and that's really due to, I think I mentioned last meeting, Dave White Chevrolet here in town really did a phenomenal job and put a lot of work into tracking things down all over the country and making vehicles available to us. So these actually will be something that we'll have likely yet this calendar year. There may be a couple things with this bed package that we can't do, but that those will be minor things. So, you know, much different from the aerial truck that we did in January, I believe, where we know we won't get that until like March of 2023.
So. All right. This is for the sewer department. So, Mr. McCann. Ordinance 26-2022.
I'd like to introduce ordinance number 26-2022, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal for collider truck equipment for the provision of new dump truck bed and equipment package for the Division of Sewer Department of Public Service, appropriating $33,200. I move passage of ordinance number 26-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 26-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. And ordinance 26-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to agenda item 9. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This vehicle is in the Parks Department. Late last year, council authorized that we dispose of a 2007 three-quarter ton pickup in the Parks Department, and we were able to sell that vehicle on GovDeals. This vehicle is basically to replace that one. We were able to obtain a 2022 Chevy Silverado 2500 pickup. It will be purchased from Dave White Chevrolet right here in Sylvania at a cost of $37,830. And this truck was included in our capital improvement budget, the 401 account. And we recommend approval.
Any questions for Mr. Aller? This is for the Parks Division. Well, Mr. Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce by title only ordinance number 27-2022, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of Dave White Chevrolet for the provision of a new 2022 Chevrolet Silverado 2500 HD pickup truck for the Division of Parks and Forestry, Department of Public Service, appropriating $37,830. Therefore, I move for passage of ordinance number 27-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 27-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And ordinance 27-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. On to another vehicle purchase. Mr. Aller, agenda item 10.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This vehicle is in the water division. It will also be a replacement. We will be replacing a 2003 small dump truck that we've had for 19 years now. It's actually been with the city for 18 years, but it's a 19-year-old vehicle. We were able to obtain a price from Dave White Chevrolet again for a 2022 Chevy Silverado 5500 model heavy-duty cabin chassis. That, the truck itself will be in the amount of $52,318.28. And then we've also obtained a bid package for the dump bed package, again from Collider Truck in Wallbridge, and that's in the amount of $36,500. If you remember, a couple ordinances ago, we approved a dump bed package for the sewer truck that was $33,500. The price that you see in front of you, $36,500, that's what 2 weeks can cost you nowadays. And that's literally the difference. And Collider Truck was very open. They showed us the quotes, strictly material costs. We obtained, there's really two primary manufacturers and outfitters for trucks. We did obtain two quotes on all of these trucks. Collider Truck was just the lowest and best bid on all of them. So I didn't want council to think that we just automatically go to them. We obtained quotes from those two suppliers. So we recommend approval. This truck was also included in our operating budget in the water account, the 701 account. And so we recommend approval of the truck from Dave White Chevrolet and the dump bed package from Collider Truck.
We have two ordinances to accomplish that. The first one is ordinance 28-2021. It is water division, so it's utilities. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce by title only ordinance number 28-2022, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of Dave White Chevrolet for the provision of the new 2022 Chevrolet Silverado 5500 HD cab chassis for the Division of Water, Department of Public Service, appropriating $52,318.28. Therefore, I move passage of ordinance number 28-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 28-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance number 28-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Now on to the bed package, ordinance 29. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 29-2022, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept a proposal for light truck equipment for the provision of a new dump truck bed and equipment package for the Division of Water, Department of Public Service, appropriating $36,500. Therefore, I move passage of ordinance number 29-2022
is
an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 29-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 29-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Now moving on to page 2 of our agenda. We're up to agenda item 11. This will be the last vehicle for this evening. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. These purchases are for the streets division, and it'll be for the replacement of two of our existing small dump trucks. The existing trucks are 2001 and 2002 model years, and are ready to move on to greener pastures. We're proposing that we replace these existing vehicles with 2022 Chevy Silverado 5500 heavy-duty trucks. These trucks will also be purchased from Dave White Chevrolet here in Sylvania in the amount of $52,903.28 each for a total of $105,806.56. We're also proposing to purchase the dump bed packages for these trucks from Collider Truck Equipment in the amount of $33,400 each for a total of $66,800 for the two trucks. Both of these trucks were included in our 2022 capital budget, the 401 account. For council's information, we also had another truck, a pickup truck, that was budgeted in the 401 account for streets. But because of the cost increases in these two trucks, we're delaying that purchase because it's just, it's, these two trucks have taken up more of the amount budgeted than what we've holding off on that purchase and making things last. So we will not be coming to you for the purchase of that truck at this time, so.
Would these small dumps be used for street plowing and salting?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
They will be using, they'll be used on the smaller storms, so they're not anything that we put heavy snow up against them. But yeah, we'll definitely be outfitting them with plow and salt packages.
All right. And we have two ordinances for this one, one for the truck and one for the dump bed and equipment packages. These are for streets, so Mr. Richardson, ordinance 30.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 30, 2022, by title only, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of Dave White Chevrolet for the provision of two new 2022 Chevrolet Silverado 5500 HD cabin chassis for the Division of Streets, Department of Public Service, appropriating $105,806.56 therefore, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 30, 2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 30, 2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Now on to ordinance 31, Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 31, 2022 by title only, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of Kaleida Truck Equipment Incorporated for the provision of two new dump truck beds and equipment packages for the Division of Streets, Department of Public Services, appropriating $66,800 therefore, and I move passage as an emergency measure.
Second. Been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 31, 2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 31, 2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. Thank you for your work in negotiating the best deals that you could at this time.
Yeah, our vehicle maintenance manager does an excellent job with us, Jason Music, as our chief mechanic, only mechanic down there. He does a great job in dealing with local dealers.
All right. Let's move on to agenda item 12, which is an update on the Alton Ditch Hydraulic Study. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I won't go into this in great detail unless any council people have questions, but we just wanted to provide the information. In January of last year, council authorized the study of the Alton Ditch area, and it was done primarily due to some complaints that we've received from residents in that area of water setting in that Veterans Memorial Field area. So once that study was complete, it did come forward with some project recommendations, the first of which was in the Veterans Memorial Park area. And we've moved forward with that project as an OPWC project, and we're successful in getting a grant for $91,000. And actually, council has since authorized the design for that project, and it's moving forward. But I wanted to make sure the council was informed on some additional recommendations that were part of that study, and bring to light of some additional projects that are going to be moving into the future, and make you aware that they will be coming forward at some point. I don't want to go too much into the project costs there and the splits and the areas and things of that nature, but just provide it more as an information piece. And if council members have any questions and further discussion as a committee or bring back to council, then we're more than happy to answer questions. But providing it more as an information piece at this point.
Yeah, Kevin, I think I asked you before, and I was curious about the 25-year, 24-hour sizing. And as I read this, the ODOT guidelines don't apply. Did I read that correctly?
Correct.
Okay, so what, and a WIN TR-55 model, what's a WIN TR-55 model? That's a, some sort of rain modeling?
Yes, it's a, I forget what the TR stands for.
Anyway, the question, it doesn't matter so much what it stands for. What it's telling us is, what this model tells us is that a 25-year, 24-hour size retention is sufficient to address the need in the area. Is that, am I reading that right?
Yes.
Okay.
For the detention area, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You use different criteria for a detention area than what you use for street side structures.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate this. This is a lot of interesting information in here.
Another question, Mr. Aller. You have successfully applied, and City Council has accepted the OPWC grant for item one. Are the second, third, and fourth phases also eligible to apply for a OPWC grant?
Yes. Yeah, they would be eligible. I believe I stated in the past, Veterans Memorial Park was just on the bubble. We were the last project to be funded.
Yep.
So I would anticipate that these future projects would also be, you know, on the bubble. A slight difference in those projects is in the letter you'll see where we address full reconstruction. There are some other things that need to be done in these project areas. So if we're going to go in there and kind of dig things up and tear things up, that's a good time to do everything else. So we'll have some water improvements, some sewer improvements. So those should gain us a few points as well, in addition to just the storm sewer improvements. So that may help our cause a little bit there.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Aller about this update of the Eldon Ditch hydraulic study? Okay, let's move on to agenda items 13 and 14. These are the consolidation agreements we enter into with Lucas County for electrical energy and for natural gas for our residential and small commercial customers. This is Brining.
Mr. Mayor. I have a direct business interest in both of these ordinances, so I would request that I be allowed to push back from the table.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to allow Mr. Fry to push back from the table on these two agenda items, items 13 and 14, due to a conflict of interest. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. So let the record show Mr. Fry is not participating at the council table on these two items. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr.
Why
Mayor.
Why don't you report on these?
Okay, thank you. I will take them in order. The first is the electric energy or electric aggregation program. And since 2000, this is not just City of Sylvania residents, but the NOAC communities are all of the major cities and townships in Lucas County, essentially, plus Harrisburg. But we have saved the participants $103 million on their electric bills over the length of the aggregation. So our current agreement expires after the May 2022 billing period. So our consultant, Palmer Energy, went out and sought RFPs, received eight suppliers and received responses. And also, as part of that original RFP request, the suppliers were asked to provide solar opt-in pricing, so there will be a solar option, but you will have to opt into that. So we had a meeting via Zoom a few weeks ago, and, oh, I'm sorry, they requested from eight, received three for three different, for 12-month, 24, and 36-month terms. So based on the review of all of the proposals and recommendations, Palmer has recommended moving forward with contract with a refresh pricing, actually tomorrow, for a 36-month term. And the estimated average residential customer will save $26 over the term. That obviously, if they opt into the solar pricing, will probably, they won't save that. They will probably, it may cost them more. Then the average commercial customer will be $69 over the term of the agreement. So for all the participants, it's an estimated $4 to $5 million savings for the NOAC participants over the term of the agreement. Anybody have any questions? I know that's a lot.
This has been a very successful program for our residents and small businesses, and we certainly think it's an advantage for Sylvania residents to be a part of it.
So the supplier will either be Dynegy or Energy Harbor, and we'll find that out based on who has the best pricing and the best terms for the contract.
All right, the first one of these is the electric grinding was discussing. It's ordinance 32-2022, again, a utility issue. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First, I'd like to say it is good to see that we did actually have others to be able to continue this program. I would like to introduce by title only ordinance number 32-2022, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a customer supply agreement for the provision of electric energy to residential and small commercial customers within the city of Sylvania. Therefore, I move passage of ordinance number 32-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 32-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 32-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Now let's move on to agenda item 14, which is a similar measure for natural gas. Mrs. Briney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the natural gas aggregation program that has been around since 2003. And since that time, NOAC has saved the participants approximately $19 million on the natural gas bills. Our last contract was approved last year. That was just a 12-month period for Constellation. Palmer, again, requested RFPs. Unfortunately, with the first round of responses, there were really not any significant savings, and in fact most of them would have cost money over Columbia. So Palmer went back to Constellation and asked for a better deal if all of our customers stayed with them, and they were able to negotiate a revised offer for a two-year period that will save the average residential participants $7 per year for an estimated total savings of $600,000 for all of the NOAC community participants. Anybody have any questions about that? All right.
We have ordinance 33-2022 to approve this. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce by title only ordinance number 33-2022, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a customer supply agreement with Constellation for the provision of natural gas to residential and small commercial customers within the city of Sylvania beginning in June 2022. I move passage of ordinance number 33-2022
is an emergency
measure. Second. Moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 33-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 33-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you for your work on this, Mrs. Brining, and for NOAC and also Climate Energy. Since we've completed work on agenda items 13 and 14, let the record show that Mr. Frye is rejoining us at the table. Agenda items 15 and 16.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I would like to push back from these next two as well due to my brother being a member of the police department. Conflict of interest there.
All right. These are for collective bargaining agreements for the police patrolmen and police command officers association. So we need a motion and a second to allow Mr. Richardson to push back.
So moved.
So moved.
Second. So then, seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and let the record show that Mr. Richardson is pushed back from the table and is not participating in agenda item 415 or 16 discussion or voting. Mr. Aller has worked with Mr. Schroyer and others for the negotiation of our collective bargaining agreements this year. If you remember, we've already been back to you with one before the end of the year for our AFSCME employees, and we are very pleased to be back to you with this collective bargaining agreement as well. Mr. Aller, please describe the agreement.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The negotiations, it took us a long time to get started.
It did. There was bad weather. There were other issues involved.
Yeah, we had weather issues.
And
we
a
had
new negotiator on the police side.
Yeah, we had, it was, it took us a long time. It, through nobody's fault. Like the mayor said, we had weather, we had COVID. It took us a long time to get started. But once we got started, we got down to business and then got it taken care of. All in all, the discussions went very well. There were some language changes, but those items, are more operational issues. It's notices that we have to provide employees and notices that employees have to provide us and things of that nature. The financials of the unit, or of the contracts, both contracts, were ultimately settled on the same percentages that you may recall that we had for the AFSCME agreements. Over a three-year period, the increases of 2.5%, 3%, and 2.75%. And those are the same increases that we had for AFSCME. And we were pleased that we were able to get that increases scheduled for the next 3 years. We were able to also improve our on-call situation that we have with our detectives to get that into place. And there is a small stipend that goes along with that of $125 a week. But if you figure that over a year, that's about a $6,000 cost. So. Very minimal. It does improve our operations and will have things covered on a better basis during the off hours. So very pleased with the contracts, and we do recommend their approval.
Questions for Mr. Aller?
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Frye?
Did the officers, the two unions for the patrolmen and the officers already vote in affirmative of this?
Yes, yes. They voted last week and both units approved the contracts.
Great. Thank you.
We do have two ordinances to approve these. One is for the patrolmen, the other is for the sergeants. We have ordinance 34-2022. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And before I read this, I'd like to just extend a thanks to Mr. Aller and his team for the negotiation and everyone from administration that was involved. Thank you for your hard work here.
I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 34-2022, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a three-year collective bargaining agreement commencing January 1st, 2022, with the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge Number 129, on behalf of the patrolmen. I move passage of ordinance number 34-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 34-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 34-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. On to ordinance 35-2022. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 35-2022, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a three-year collective bargaining agreement commencing January 1st, 2022, with the Sylvania Police Command Officers Association on behalf of the sergeants. I move passage of ordinance number 35-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 35-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 35-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. And I add my thanks to Mr. Aller, Mr. Schroyer, and Mrs. Brining for their work on that. Mr. Schroyer, I believe that this is the percentage for 2022 that you built into the budget.
Correct, yes.
So it does not have budget implications for this year's budget. Thank you. With the completion of the discussion of items 15 and 16, the record should show Mr. Richardson rejoining us at the table. We are now up to agenda item 17, where we had an addition to the agenda, 17A, to set a streets committee meeting. Mr. Richardson.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is to discuss the potential of the scooter program in Sylvania that was brought to us. I'm going to be out of town at a work conference at the next meeting, so I was looking at maybe before the April 4th meeting. Would that work for members of the committee?
Works for me.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Brian? Okay. Is Brian on that?
Yeah. Brian?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Then I will make a motion to set, and before I do that, my inclination is that a half hour is going to be sufficient. Members of the committee, what do you guys think?
It's good.
I
think it could be done in that amount of time, because I want to get the person from the company to if we have it here, we can have a presentation via Zoom about what the program is.
Yeah, that would be great. Do you think with a presentation and a couple questions, a half hour is enough time?
I think he can meet that, yes.
Okay. Then I will make a motion to set a meeting of the Streets Committee for the City of Sylvania on Monday, April 4th at 7 o'clock p.m. in Council Chambers to discuss potential scooter program.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to schedule a Streets Committee meeting for the purpose of scooter discussion on April 4th, 2022 at 7 p.m. in these council chambers. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is hereby directed to post that committee meeting. Are there any other committee reports or meetings or referrals at this time? Hearing none, that brings us to the end of our agenda items. I did add on to it, just to bring to your attention, the city has been able to acquire a Ukrainian flag, which I directed to be posted in front of City Hall last Thursday, and we have received many positive comments about it. You can find it on Facebook, either mine or the city's Facebook page, stating our hearts and prayers are with the Ukrainian people.
Mr. Mayor, thank you for that gesture, and I too have received some direct contact from families who have seen the flag as it's gone by, so I think it's definitely touching a lot of hearts.
There are many fundraisers going on right now. The chamber has some in action. There are many opportunities on the internet. We also have one from Rainbow, Over the Rainbow Daycare. They're having a fundraiser all week long. If you'd like to contribute, they're actually asking for donations, money, but personal hygiene products, baby wipes, diapers, work gloves, batteries, and flashlights. They're online as well. You can see it, or I have a copy of their request right here. There are many opportunities to donate to help the Ukrainian people. With that, if there's no further items, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned for 2 weeks until our next regular meeting on Monday, March 21st at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending and for staying with us.